Frame me raises red shirt's ire. Analysts say Prime Minister's visit is symbolic reconciliation. Yesterday's meeting between Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat and Privy Council President Prem Tina Sulanon was a symbolic reconciliation and a move that could help her brother Thaksin return home, political analysts say. Ms. Yingluck led three of her deputies, Kitty Ratnaranong, Yong Yut Wichaidit, General Yutisak Sasiprapa, to call on General Brahm at his Si Sao Te Wei residence for a traditional Songkran Rot Nam Dam Hua blessing. After the ceremony, which lasted about 15 minutes, General Brahm held a discussion with Ms. Yingluck for about half an hour. The meeting between Ms. Yingluck and General Brahm was met with chagrin by red shirts yesterday. On Taiyi News, blogspot.com, pictures showing a merit-making ceremony to mark the birthday yesterday of Gamon Gate Akahat, the nurse who was shot dead at Wat Petum Wanaram on May 19, 2010, during the military crackdown on the anti-government protests, was posted yesterday. The ceremony was held at Ratchaprasong intersection. Criticism of General Brahm by Red Shirt leader and Puratai List MP Chatupon Prompan during a Red Shirt rally in 2009 was also posted on the website. Shinawat Hapun Pat, a Red Shirt leader, said many of his cohorts had phoned him to complain about the Brahm meeting. He said the Red Shirts were severely disappointed about the meeting because they had lost their jobs, their husbands, and children during their past political battles, and many of them remained in jail. But Kasian Deja Pira of Thammasat University's political science faculty said the visit represented a symbolic reconciliation among the two main rival groups in Thai politics of recent years. It is the culmination rather than the start of this process, which seemed to have begun late last year in the aftermath of the big flood. Each side has to yield somewhat and give up the non-essential parts of their interests, he said. However, the academic said the Yingluck Brahm meeting would turn out to be a raw deal for victims of political violence. It's sad to say, but it may be the only feasible political deal at the moment, given the present balance of political forces, Mr. Kasian said. Phuong Thong Rung Sawatisap, a political scientist at Chulalongkorn University, said Ms. Yingluck was compelled to walk the reconciliation path with General Brahm because of Thaksin's need to return home. She said Thaksin himself wanted to come home so much, as he had said in earlier interviews, that he was willing to propose an amnesty law that would absolve state authorities involved in the deadly April and May 2010 crackdowns. That would include absolving former Prime Minister Apisit Wechatsiwa and Deputy Prime Minister Suthep Thirksuban. If such an amnesty-based reconciliation law is enacted, I believe the Puratai Party will split. If it's not broken altogether, it will lose a large support base, especially from the Red Shirts. A blanket amnesty law is a direct affront to what the Red Shirts have been fighting for, namely justice for the dead.